This is an MPB Think Radio podcast.
Welcome back to Next Stop Mississippi. I'm Jermaine Flood, in with my traveling partners, Java Chapman and Kamel King, with Visit Mississippi right now. I would love to go ahead and set this up because I am so excited about having her on. We have none other than award-winning actress. I mean, the filmography is just from
crazy.
Here to
the
there.
IMDb is long.
The IMDb is long. I can't give it all out, but just know she was on one of my favorite shows with one of my favorite people, the Hughleys, with D.L. Hughley. But we have award-winning actress Elise Neal in the studio with us via Zoom, but might as well say she's in the studio. Elise, first off, welcome to Next Stop Mississippi. We're going to get into your acting class, but I am just through the roof to have you here.
Yay!
Hey guys, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well, Elise. How are you doing?
I'm fine, but you know, I'm a little crazed. You know, we have one day left before my event, and anybody who's done an event is so, it's a checklist like crazy.
Awesome. Yes. Awesomeness. So the event again, Elise Neal is presenting Lights, Camera, Action, and Acting Masterclass. That's happening tomorrow, Saturday, April 20th, beginning at 2 p.m. at Spotlight Productions Incorporated in her hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, and basically our second capital now.
I know, right?
It's our second capital of Mississippi.
That's funny. You guys just made it your own. That's great. That's right.
It's our second capital. Elise, though, talk about what everybody can expect and why the passion behind wanting to put on this acting masterclass in your hometown.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. Let's start with the fact that I'm a very proud Memphian. Even though I've lived in Los Angeles for almost 25, 26 years now, I'm a very proud Memphian. Shout out to the Grizzlies. I don't care about the season. I will go to Laker games that the Grizzlies are playing and have on Grizzlies gear. I have done it.
Yes.
I have said farewell to LeBron James's wife and had on Grizzlies gear.
Real disrespectful.
When it's two teams playing.
That's right.
But I love my city, you know, and I'm very proud of it. As a person who started as a dancer in this town, and shout out to Overton High School. That's my alma mater. I got a full scholarship out of Overton High School to pursue my dreams in entertainment. And right after high school, I went to Philadelphia College of Performing Art. From then, moved to New York. I've done Broadway. I've done a lot of, you know, musicals. I've done a lot of touring. I have 4 passports from all the musicals I was blessed to be a part of, even before I wanted to be an actor, because my first mission was I wanted to be the next Debbie Allen. And, you know, no one in entertainment was really in my family. I just had a passion for it. It's something I really wanted to do. By the time I got to New York, you know, a lot of my dancer friends were sharing with me that, you know, we do a lot of commercials, Elise. And then I started looking at some of their salaries and I was like, hold up now. Let me try this out. Really, that was like my first acting class was just like a commercial workshop to learn how to be on camera. And then after that, I started doing a lot of commercials, cut to about 50 national commercials later. I started to take my acting really seriously and moved to L.A. A lot of my dancer friends were migrating from New York to L.A. I joined along and started acting classes and, you know, 200 some odd credits later and still going. This is where I am.
Wow. That is incredible, Elise.
So you asked me why I believe in Memphis and why I believe in Memphis talent. I'm an example, you know? I'm an example of a person who had no idea, which obviously our scene in Memphis is not as big as another market, but I've been to performance here. I see the talent here. And I know that there's a lot of people who could do exactly what I do. The blessing is that I want to be back and I want to share what I know to some other Memphians.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right, Elise. I love it.
Elise, talk about the hustle and everything that is behind the scenes that people who aspire to do what you do and see all of these credits. You just talked about all these different cities you had to move to, how aggressive you had to be. So talk about the behind the curtain that, I mean, to get to where you are, what does it really take?
Well, I mean, that's a long conversation.
Oh, I bet.
You can give us the cliff notes, Elise. You can give us the cliff notes.
I'll give a cliff. It's like believing yourself. It starts with the believing yourself. You know, I remember when I was here and younger and really was talking a lot about pursuing the dream, you know, before I got offers from about four colleges, and I picked the one in Philadelphia. But I always believed in myself. And I'll say this, performing arts, which is why I'm so passionate to hopefully get people excited about the performing arts. You know, it's a discipline. Mm. You have to show up to learn lines, to take acting class. Even as a performer, you have to show up. You have teachers that are saying, nope, that's not good enough. Do it again. And we sit there in that studio and we do a choreography so many times over and over and over again till we get it right. It builds a muscle in you that you start to believe, like, okay, if my teacher's telling me I'm good at this, then I must be good with this. And then when people are telling you, are you sure? You know, I'm hearing that this city is so expensive, or I'm hearing that it's a lot of things. Or what about the subway? Da, 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 da. I didn't even think about that. I just stepping into something new, every city, everything, but taking with me my belief in myself.
Yeah.
And I know other people who can just try to drown out some of the negative, because, you know, everybody was telling me, you know, are you sure? Maybe you should just stay here, you know, and I just kept ignoring it. I mean, that's really what it was. Mm-hmm. I just kept ignoring it because I believed in myself. And you have to continually believe in yourself and be positive about your talent. You know, try to have great people around you, which I was blessed to have, and just keep going.
Yeah, wow. That's right.
Now, Elise, I really appreciate you getting ready to do your masterclass on tomorrow and offering the virtual component, because we are Mississippi Public Broadcasting and Memphis is like our backyard. We have lots of listenership in Memphis. And with the virtual option, you're doing something special for our MPB listeners. If you go to the Eventbrite page for the masterclass, you can use the code MPB50. And get a little something special.
Yay!
Get a little something special. Because I think the South in general is really having like a kind of an arts renaissance, especially when it comes to film. Atlanta is basically the new Hollywood. Right here in Mississippi, we're filming movies every other day. I mean, you can see A-list stars such as yourself, you know, just in some of the most random of cities because they're filming a movie, and Memphis is included with that. So talk about how the South is kind of on the rise, finding those untapped talents in film and the arts.
I just believe that, you know, I hope I can be part of that conversation to let people believe that, you know, there is something to grow with here and around the, you know, Memphis. You know, it's a bigger conversation. A lot of productions that you may see are not necessarily getting started in the, you know, in your city or my city. A lot of them are still like, hub is going to be maybe Atlanta, or the hub is going to be maybe Louisiana, but shooting in those areas. Because I've done a lot of considered on location projects. My hope is there's more films, TV, all of it that is starting from these places of Memphis, starting from these places of Mississippi.
That's right.
So it's like I said, it's a longer conversation because that means the production itself has to start here.
Right.
Then these cities get those initiatives.
Right.
But if it starts in a different city, then that's where the initiatives start and that's where that money kind of transits. And then you're just hiring talent. But I want things to begin mm-hmm. and get it here, yeah. get created, and then go to the big screen.
That's yes. right. And where yes. all this is going down, whether you're a beginner or a seasoned actor, this event is going to be perfect for anyone looking to improve their craft. You do not yeah. want to miss it. Again, this is an exclusive acting masterclass by none other than Elise yes. Neal with, yes. again, the filmography From Here to There, but she's also won NAACP Awards, Screen Actors Guild Awards, and more. And if you don't get into this and you want to be an actor, it's right up the street. You got to go. You'll be yes. missing out.
But also, it's available online. You can take two or three of your friends that want to be in this business,
right.
and mm-hmm. you all get to the computer screen together That's and right. get the knowledge.
That's right. Get the knowledge.
I make it virtually as well. I get it.
That's right.
And some people are able to come. That's you know, right. So I wanted them still to be able to get the knowledge, because it's about getting the knowledge.
Y'all get the knowledge.
MPB50.
MPB50. Go to Eventbrite. Check it out. Elise Neal Presents Lights, Camera, Action, and Acting Masterclass. Thank you all for joining us today yes. and today's guest, award-winning Elise Neal yes. with her Presents Lights, Camera, Action, and Acting Masterclass. For more about these and other events around your area, visit mpbonline.org. Click the SIP Events tab. You've been listening to Next Stop Mississippi. Again, thank you, Elise Neal. Yes.
This is an MPB Think Radio podcast. To hear previous shows, visit mpbonline.org or download the MPB Public Radio app to listen on your iPhone or Android phone on demand.